What can you tell us about the incident that's happened here last night?
The emergency services, fire service and police service received a number of telephone calls at just after 2 a.m. this morning to say that the house behind us was ablaze. And when first responders actually attended, that's what they found. They found the house was well ablaze. Colleagues from the fire service were fairly heroic. They tried to effect a rescue and they were able to remove one casualty who tragically later died in hospital. And what we now know since that is that there are two further casualties who also lost their lives. So a total of three people unfortunately tragically died as a result of this incident. And I just want to say again that our thoughts, the thoughts of fire service colleagues and police officers, are with the family and friends of those that have lost their lives.
Can you tell us anything about the victims of this fire at all?
Well, in terms of one of our first concerns is identification. We need to establish exactly who the people are that have tragically lost their lives. And at this stage, we've only been able to formally identify one person, and that was the person who was rescued as a casualty and taken to hospital. Next of kin have not yet fully been informed, so I can't go into any detail about that person's identity. The two other people that are still within the building and yet to be removed, we haven't been able to establish their identities at all yet. So at this stage, that information is really limited.
Is this fire being treated as suspicious?
Well, the cause of the fire is being treated as suspicious because our initial assessment when we got here led us to that conclusion, and we're not able at this stage to say obviously what the cause is or that there was an innocent explanation for the cause. In addition to that, we can't identify those that have lost their lives. So at this stage, the investigation is keeping an entirely open mind, but we do want to adopt the stance which says we're treating this as a suspicious incident for now.
Can you give us any idea whether you're looking for people that may not have been in the house or other people, or is it believed that the fire started in the house with the people involved?
Well, we don't know. In terms of the cause of the blaze, again, that's one of the things that the investigation needs to establish in terms of how did the fire start. And we don't know that yet. In terms of are we looking for anybody else, no, at this stage we're not looking for any other person in connection with this. People that are talking to us are family members who have been treated as witnesses and who are helping us with the investigation. And specially trained officers are working with them to support them through what is a really awful time for them.
Was this family or anyone in the house known to the police at all?
No, they weren't. There had been contact between the police and the family many years ago. In terms of they were victims of crime, they reported a crime to us many years ago. That's not at this stage being considered in any way relevant to this investigation.
What's the next step here for you guys in your investigation?
Okay, well, we need to carry out an extremely thorough investigation of the scene, and that is likely to take days. We're talking about days here. Obviously we need to remove the two further casualties as carefully as we can and with as much dignity as we can, and we need to establish their identities. So we're looking at what's the cause of the incident and who are the people that have lost their lives, how did they lose their lives, and that will be the shape that the investigation takes. And just in terms of an appeal, you know, I would say if there is anybody out there that's listening to this that thinks they may have some information that could assist that investigation, then I'd appeal to them to come forward and contact us and give us the information.
Obviously, this is a shocking tragedy wherever it happens, but in this area, such a quiet, what seems like a quiet area as well, it must be extremely shocking.
I think you're right. I think wherever this happened, it'd be a huge shock if three people lose their lives in a fire. This is a very quiet residential area. This kind of thing doesn't happen around here. So it will be a huge shock to people around here, yeah.
Anything at all you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to put out an appeal if anybody's got any information, and just again for us to say that you know, our thoughts are primarily with the family and friends of those that have lost their lives here tragically.